Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers, lows near 50. A formal announcement from the president today on the deferred action for childhood arrivals brought student members of a weekend hunger strike supporting DACA's continuance from downtown Racine's Monument Square to Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park yesterday in the Labor Fest celebration. Valera Ruiz Lira was three when she came to the U.S. and said they want to hold Congressman Paul Ryan to his position about not ending DACA pending a legislative solution.
We're not going to let him off the hook. Because it's easy to talk, but we want him to act. We want a legislation that's going to be permanent, that's going to keep us in this country that has every single day challenged us, but yet we will continue calling it a home because we don't know any other country.
Fernanda Jimenez called out Racine Unified School Board members in the crowd, urging passage of a truly protective safe zone resolution. Three members of Youth Empowered in the Struggle urged the crowd to take part in a 6 o'clock march from Monument Square, calling on House Speaker Paul Ryan to pass legislation, making DACA permanent in light of today's announcement by the president rescinding the program. A vacant house owned by the city of Kenosha was torn down before sunrise this morning after it was heavily damaged by fire of an undetermined origin. The 911 call came in just before 3 a.m., a neighbor to 5907 4th Avenue reporting what appeared to be flames. A Kenosha police officer was first to arrive and said flames were all over the porch on one side of the house. Minutes later, the first fire unit arrived to discover the flames had extended up the side of the structure. A report from the scene indicated part of the building, located near the Garden Court Apartments, had fallen down with spreading flames. At that point, the battalion chief asked dispatch to contact the city about sending heavy equipment to tear down the rest of the damaged structure. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The house was one of several acquired by the city for redevelopment. The Kenosha Sheriff's Department has identified the driver of a car who was killed last Saturday morning in the 18500 block of Highway 142, a passerby discovering the crash site in the North Ditch near the Des Plaines River. The victim was 26-year-old Dion Franklin of Kenosha, who was ejected by the impact and pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation of what caused the crash continues. Excessive speed appears to have contributed, according to a news release. 2 weeks from today is the special primary election for mayor in the city of Racine to trim the list of six candidates down to the final two for the October 17th general election. There are options for early voting if you won't be available either September 19th or October 17th. Early in-person voting in the city clerk's office will run weekdays from 8 a.m. till 4:55 p.m. until the afternoon of September 15th. Absentee ballots can also be requested by mail, but there's a deadline of September 14th. If you have any questions, call the Racine City Clerk's Office at 636-9171. The proposed Foxconn LCD plant, to be located somewhere in southeast Wisconsin, will result in a manufacturing process never seen in this area and the need to train thousands of technicians for maintaining it. Gateway President Brian Albrecht tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio that it's referred to as lights-out manufacturing because it will pretty much run itself.
The way the system operates is that the machines will talk to each other based on the data that's put into those machines on the criteria of the product. So our technicians not only need to know how to fix robots, program computers, but now analyze data so that they can tell when the robot is performing effectively and when it might not be.
Oldberg points out that with such a high-tech manufacturing operation going into our backyard, the most sophisticated training programs, in his words, will be ours to create. He adds that generation after generation will have the opportunity for a better life in southeast Wisconsin as a result. The Racine Common Council meets at 6 o'clock tonight in a rare closed committee of the whole session on what the agenda simply lists as discussion regarding available wastewater capacity to support growth-related development. There will not be a return to open session about it afterwards, suggesting, like other governing bodies with generic wording on the closed meeting agendas, the discussion is related to the Foxconn project. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.